interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
We hope you are. Tuesday, October 7th, 2014, 98. Since being in the YNTS studio, two away till 100. We currently air on live. It's your radio, Rat One Radio, Beth After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded 24/7. At iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio. So 24/7 meaning interviews, off-air content. So when the show ends at 10, you listen to me all week long. www.yoandrewmtx.com for more info. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at Andrew Treachio. Email yoandrew@yoandrewmtx.com. Facebook.com/yoandrewmtx. The first holiday song I'm playing is by Weezer. I believe it's called Holiday. Let me see if I get it. Yeah, Holiday by Weezer. Technically, it's my first... Yes, I'm teasing. I'm teasing the holiday carols, and you know I like them. You know I love my Christmas carols. Love them. Oh, my God. Sirius XM Holly blasting it in my car. Pandora Christmas? You bet I am. Now Christmas? I got them all. Spotify, baby. I love Christmas carols, and I just can't wait to start blasting them. Can't wait. Very excited. We'll see what happens. Welcome to Derek Jeter, one of the greats of baseball history, sadly retired. And I have to say, he had to go sometime. And a lot of us never would ever think he would. Wow, him? He retired? It's over? Sadly enough, it is. With all great men come great responsibility. And joining me on my phone line to give us some insight on Derek Jeter, the respect he's gotten. He's a writer and editor for the blog, The Baseball Stands and Beyond. You can check it out, thebaseballstands.blogspot.com. He's also freelance sports media strategist, and his name is Chris Corelli on my phone line. Chris, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Chris, I want to begin. Derek Jeter will go down not just as one of the best who play baseball, but most respected. Why did the fans, organization, teams, who even gave him gifts through every town, every game, road trip he's gone to, and even rivals, give him so much respect?
You know, a lot of it had to do with the way he portrayed himself, you know, not only on the field, but I believe off. He was able to stay out of the bad parts of being in the limelight. You know, he's obviously a very popular player. He had his fair share of media coverage off the field, mind you, but, you know, was always, never in a bad stance. And then the way he went about playing the game, you know, he always came prepared. He was always hustling. You know, there was never an out that he felt he was going to make. You know, when he hit a ground ball, he ran his heart out and tried to get the first before, you know, being thrown out. And sometimes it worked out in his favor. And I think doing that for 20 years, you know, fairly consistently, it was a testament to how I think a lot of players, you know, want to be now and then. And also, I think it's a factor of how parents today want their kids to play, you know. So I think that, you know, each of those stops that he was making this season, a lot of the teams and a lot of the players on those teams, some of them grew up watching him play in his younger years. you know, really felt it was necessary to, you know, to thank him for everything he had done for the game and you know, for the Yankees and et cetera.
There's something about Derek Jeter, because when you look at Derek Jeter, the way he played off the field, on the field, he gives such charisma. He gives such a impression of who someone should be when at work, when at home, when they're going out to party. Remember, Derek Jeter has a lot of money, and he could have done a lot of bad things with that money. He could have went and party. He could have got drunk. He could have took drugs. He could do all this. But every year, every day, he's just a mellow guy. He knew where his money should go. He knew what he should do. And I think that's why also many give so much respect to him, because he's someone that, even though through the whole steroid era, and now we got the whole online world, there's news 24/7, and now it's every second, he really got through it. But many people don't think that, Chris. If you go on Facebook, if you watch ESPN, many did not like how we treated Derek Jeter. Many even called him a fake. Do you disagree, and why?
Yeah, I mean, I have to disagree. I mean, I'll be honest, I've watched him play since he came up in 95, right through this year. I'm a Yankee fan, so, you know, I might be a little bit biased as to, you know, how I okay. feel about Derek. But at the same point, I think that I understood where some people were coming from with the monotony of the, you know, the farewell tour. And I could see how, you know, some fans are pretty, you know, stand behind their team, right? And, you know, why would they want to root for the enemy? At the same point, you know, there was a good deal of fans that took the complete opposite stance, and players from other teams as well. And I think when the players took a softer look at, you know, celebrating an opponent, I think some of the fans, you know, stood in line and kind of soaked it in and did the same thing. But, yeah, fake, I can't think that he's fake. I've seen him do way too many interviews, and really never miss a beat with the media. And this is, you know, this is New York media who's can get pretty demanding on their time, and he never really faltered with them. You know, he wasn't very open, but I think that was part of the point. And I think that he learned a lot, you know, from his parents as far as how to handle himself in front of others and you know, kind of keep a guard of his personal life and so on. And that kept him out of trouble as well.
Even for you, Chris, to come out and tell my audience, well, I am a Yankee fan and I don't want to be biased, I would think at the end of the day, if Derek Jeter had a approval rating like the president, I think it would be well over 90%. So even if you're a Yankee fan or not, I think the audience and you and I could agree that Derek Jeter is well-respected, and we are fans of his character and how he played the game. We are speaking with Chris Corelli. He's on my phone line, and he's the founder of the Baseball Stance and Beyond. Check out the website, thebaseballstance.blogspot.com. This is going to be an interesting question, and it kind of came up, but not as much as I thought it would. Let's name some great Yankees. We got Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Roger Maris, just some names. They were all in a different time period in baseball. There was no steroids. There was no hashtags. There was no go out and play. There wasn't many organizations to counter diseases. It's such a different world now. Many people might say yes. Many people might say no. And even though you're a Yankee fan, I really want you to think about your answer, Chris. Do you believe Derek Jeter should be included in this Yankee class with many great Yankees, like I just mentioned? Should Derek Jeter be included in that class?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, aside from his individual accomplishments, which, you know, are many, he, you know, has the most hits in Yankee history, most singles, most doubles. You know, he's at the top of almost every single category on the offensive zone. But I mean, you know, think about this too. He was also a part, like many of the people that you mentioned, he was a part of five different championship teams, and I think that he was a very integral part of those championship teams. His stature in the postseason alone I think, quantifies him as one of the greatest of all time. Now, is he the greatest Yankee of all time? I probably would not say that. I mean, I think it'd be foolish to say that. But I can see him being mentioned among the top 10 Yankees to ever, you know, to ever play, for sure. So yeah, I believe he deserves to be, you know, on that mantle. I'm certain he'll have his number retired, you know, in due time, to go up there with those guys that you mentioned. And, you know, I think that, you know, I'm fortunate to have been able to see him play.
I'm really surprised that you have said Derek Jeter is not the best Yankee of all time. Just from the impression of the year that just gone by, how well Derek Jeter has been respected by rivals, and the way he ended off his career in RBI and in no better place than Fenway Park, his rivalry team, the Boston Red Sox. To say that Derek Jeter, well, you know what? He isn't the best of all time, but he's certainly in that class. I really thought that was interesting. And in my notes, I don't even have that question of, I mean, maybe it would have gone too biased if I did ask you, Chris, well, do you think Derek Jeter is the best Yankee of all time? But I think Derek Jeter is, I think his next step, because I know there's always these rumors if he got married or not, and he'd probably write a book. I really think Derek Jeter is going to be a manager someday. Maybe even manage the Yankees. I can see it, Chris. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be interesting. I think he's really outwardly said that he'd like to own a team, which I think would be even more interesting to watch him own someone other than the Yankees, because I can't see the Steinbrenners handing off the team, and nor do I see him, you know, spending a $4 billion to buy them. But yeah, he's certainly he would make a fine manager if that's the route he chose. But from what I've heard, you know, he's looking to be the top dog of a team, or part of a group that would own a team, I guess, down the road. And I'm sure he would do well there. I think that he the way it seems is that he wants to be in the game, but not necessarily on the field anymore.
Chris Corelli is on my phone line. He's the founder of The Baseball Stance and Beyond. Check it out, thebaseballstance.blogspot.com. And I promise you, it's not just about Yankees, even though he is a fan. Now that the Yankees, Chris, they're out of a shortstop. And again, I'm a news talk host, but we do talk about a lot of stories that everyone's talking about, and this is one of them. So I really don't know much of who is the, you know, best shortstop in the league and who might be interested in taking Jeter's place. So if you can share with me and my audience, now that the Yankees have an empty hole in the infield, who are the Yankees considering replacing the great one, right? Derek Jeter.
Yeah, that's going to be a big topic this offseason for sure. There's a few people who are, you know, free agents this coming offseason. Hanley Ramirez, J.J. Hardy from the Orioles, a couple lesser-known players as well. Stephen Drew, who was just with the team but didn't fare all that well with them after he was traded there, is available. It's going to be a tough task for whoever, you know, takes over that role. It'll be interesting to see where the Yankees go with it. I think they could, they could certainly – Ramirez will cost them a lot of money. I think J.J. Hardy would cost them a decent sum of money. And Drew wouldn't cost them much at all. So it's a matter of where they plan on spending on the rest of the team. But, Hal Steinbrenner last week pretty much came right out and said that it was one of the top things that they needed to deal with this offseason, which is, you know, kind of an understatement, of course. But, it's on their radar for sure. And, I think anybody would like to play for the Yankees, especially when there's the money considered. I'm not sure if any of the players that are available are, you know, at the magnitude of Derek Jeter.
You just took the words out of my mouth, Chris. Anyone would love to play for the New York Yankees. It's every young kid's dream to go into the same batter's box as now Derek Jeter in this new stadium, and with the old Yankee Stadium, a lot more great ones who stepped in the batter's box But you do make the great point, a lot of money. And believe me, I do read, and last time I heard, A-Rod, you know, Alex Rodriguez, they'll be paying him $32, $33 million next year, and Mark Teixeira and many others are still on contract. So even though these players are expensive, I mean, it's not going to be hard to get them to talk with their, you know, because it's the Yankees, but is money going – do you think that the Yankees should be spending more money on a good shortstop, or maybe they should try to find someone low-key and build them up, just like Jeter did? Because Derek Jeter, he was no moneymaker when he first started.
Yeah, that's a good question. They aren't particularly deep, the Yankees, at shortstop, and I think that's, you know, part of the issue as far as, you know, how they're gonna handle it, which is why I think they'll end up, you know, going on the free agent side of it. And you know, the guys besides Ramirez, the guys I mentioned are, you know, they're not cheap, but they're not expensive in baseball terms. So these poor guys will only be making maybe $10 to $15 million a year. It's crazy when you kind of look back and see what Jeter made when he first started, or what any rookie takes home these days compared to the established stars. But they'll spend. I think they'll spend in the end. I think they'll want to get somebody there who's got some experience, can handle, you know, the bigger stage. Both the guys I mentioned, Ramirez and Hardy are on playoff teams right now, so they're obviously good competitors. And, you know, experience in getting to the postseason and so on. So I think, you know, that'll have a part to play in as well. Because, you know, in the end, as much money as the Yankees spend, their goal is always to, you know, reach the postseason and hopefully get to the World Series. So they'll do everything they can to secure who they think is the best player available, in my opinion.
Right now we're speaking with Chris Corelli. He is the writer and editor, founder, The Baseball Stance and Beyond, thebaseballstance.blogspot.com. Chris, thanks for coming on the program and really giving us some insight on why Derek Jeter, you know, he is well-respected, and where the Yankees are going to take it from there. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate the time.
When we come back, thanks, Chris. When we come back on the program, the question I have for you, the audience, that is this. Do you believe Derek Jeter should be included around many famous Yankees? Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig. I asked Chris the question. I'm now asking you the question. What do you think? Should Derek Jeter be included in this group of Yankees? Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs, nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
To say Derek Jeter is retired. It's amazing. 20 years. That is 3/4 of my life. Derek Jeter has played the game baseball. And wow. What a career. When I say 20, no, it's like 19. I'm sorry. I think I said the wrong name. All right. Still 3/4 of my life. And if you hate him or you love him, you got nothing on the guy. It's that simple. The guy's never done anything wrong. People call him a fake. I don't think Derek Jeter has asked for any of this. Derek Jeter didn't ask for stadiums to give him gifts, for fans to cheer his name in times when he didn't have to. Derek Jeter didn't ask for any of this, but hey, if it's given to him, why not? He earned it, why not? What, because Derek Jeter is getting all of this, and because of the gentleman he is? Because of the gentleman he is? That's the reason that he should not be able to accept any of these gifts? Of course not. We learn in America that if you earn something, you have the right to accept it. Because you have the right to be in that particular place to accept it. I don't think there is any reason why you have the right not to accept anything. Unless, of course, you didn't earn it. Derek Jeter did. Derek Jeter came out there every single day. And what did he do? He played the game baseball. Didn't bother anyone. Didn't spend a ton of money on drugs. Didn't land up on a gossip paper. He didn't shave his head. He didn't do auto-tune. He didn't decide to change his appearance because his first appearance got a little old. He respected every rivalry team, if it's across town in Shea Stadium to down the East Coast to Boston. He didn't punch anyone out. He never got in any fights. He never cursed anyone out. He didn't go on the radio and said something wrong. He didn't say a line that till this day, he didn't butt fumble. He didn't take steroids. I mean, this guy did nothing. He played the game. He made the game pure, and we respect him for it. Now I bring the question to you guys. Now, Chris, our guest, said that Derek Jeter is not the best Yankee player who's ever lived. But that's his opinion, of course. And as a blogger, he has the right to state this opinion, he does. And the question is, not that if he's the best player, I mean, some people might say he is, some people might say he isn't. But do you believe he should be allowed in a class of famous Yankees? You have Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig, Phil Rizzuto, Reggie Jackson.
Now, you can go down the line of great Yankees. Some of them could be disputed. Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit. But some don't have to be. Should Derek Jeter be allowed in it? If you look at a poster of famous Yankees for all the way from the 1920s to now, should Derek Jeter be in that group? Could we say that Derek Jeter could have played with the great ones? Now, I told Chris, it was a different time. Now, I'm not going to do that whole stupid comment of Babe Ruth had hot dogs and beer, he didn't have drugs. We don't know that. Again, it was a different time. Man, I don't know what Babe Ruth did in his free time. He was a chain smoker. And what? And that was, what, a bad thing? It's a different time. I don't know. Maybe they didn't pitch as fast. I don't know. What I do know is Derek Jeter. Now, again, Derek Jeter has more games. And, of course, he's got the best health care and the best union in the country. So when you think of these things, you say, you know, maybe he's not the best. Maybe he shouldn't be allowed in this group because of a different time period. Or maybe with a time period of steroids and hashtags and drugs. Maybe Derek Jeter got through a lot of crap. And he has the honor to be in this group of people. Yeah, maybe Babe Ruth had it a little bit easier. Sorry, Derek Jeter had it a little bit easier than him. But doesn't mean that he should not be allowed in this class. Some people don't think that. Some people do. The phone line's all yours. I give you the mic for 5 seconds. The 855-712-9687. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGio. You can Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Or you could go on the Yo Andrew Talk Show Facebook page and comment. What do you guys think? To some people, it sounds like an easy answer. What's 2 plus 2? 4. Should Derek Jeter be in the Hall of Fame class with many Yankees? Yes. Should Derek Jeter not be here? No. I mean, it's not as easy. Because you can go through a whole debate on the different time periods, the different rules, who he played with. You can go, again, so Derek Jeter, 5 World Series rings. Did he contribute to that? Of course he did. On the field, at the plate, off the field when it comes to. But then you have some players around him who might have been taking drugs. Maybe he has some cheaters. So what does that mean? Did Derek Jeter have it easier than Babe Ruth? Well, Andrew, Derek Jeter should not be accountable for other people's actions. Well, it's the same way for if you're an accomplice to a robber and you didn't know that he was actually a robber in the first place, he's still going to get arrested and probably accountable for something just because that's how the law reads it. So Derek Jeter is, of course, going to be accountable where even though Derek Jeter did so much for those championship teams, Roger Clemens took some juice and gave Derek Jeter a few more chances to go up to bat. So did Derek Jeter have it easier than Babe Ruth? Yeah, probably. Should he be in that class? No. But Derek Jeter is an individual of his own self. When times were low, he was there. He did what he had to do individually, and he was always a team player. And he did a lot of actions, Babe Ruth and many of them did. Should he be in the Hall of Fame class? The answer is yes. So yeah, it's a great conversation, and I don't believe enough sport outlets are speaking about the question. I mean, they're already talking about the whole 2020, he's going to the Hall of Fame. They're already talking about his number retiring. But when you see a poster 40 years from now, and you see great Yankees, when you see the 150th anniversary of the New York Yankees, will Derek Jeter be in that poster? Probably, yeah. He's going to be. Now this is just saying it. The New York Yankee organization has a choice, and they're going to do it. When you see posters, when you see nights, when you see Hall of Fame games, Derek Jeter's going to be there. You might not like it, but that's just how it's going to be. Now, I like the point Chris made, how Derek Jeter, because I thought, you know, Derek Jeter, he's going to manage a team. That's what I would think. The same way Joe Girardi managed the New York Yankees, Derek Jeter's going to manage a baseball team. Now, is he going to match any other team? Now, again, he's never left the Yankees. I know it sounds crazy, and this is why I don't talk sports, but I think Derek Jeter would be a great manager for the Mets. I think Derek Jeter has done so much for the Yankees, and Derek Jeter is such a down-to-earth, nice guy. But I love baseball so much that New Yankees, you've given me so much that I want to give it to our friends in New York also, the Mets. And the Mets will accept Derek Jeter with open arms. And I think he'll do a pretty good job. I'll call Yankee fans. I know Howard's probably cursing me out. What the heck are you talking about, Andrew? We need Derek Jeter on the Mets. Why do you want to go to a losing team? How could you say something like that? He just texts me. You're out of your mind. I'm talking. Why not? Let me get him on. Why not? Howard, you're on the air. Why not? Why not Derek Jeter be a New York Met manager? I mean, he's a down-to-earth guy. I think he could give a lot of pointers, and the Wolf Pond should just be fired already from owning it. So why not?
Andrew, you are out of your mind. There's no way in hell, even if hell freezes over, there's no way that Derek Jeter will ever be associated with the New York Metropolitans.
I know you're going to take this sound clip and play it on your show to Anthony, and Anthony's going to go on a five-minute rant on why I should never associate myself with any sports segment again.
I think I might. I think I really might take this little snippet that you just said and play it on the show and see what everybody has to say about it. Because Derek Jeter, as much as you think Derek Jeter would make a good manager, I think he would also, but he's not that type of person to be a manager. Derek Jeter is going to be the type of guy who's going to lead a group and own a franchise, whether it be eventually buying the Yankees, which would be a big, big step. I think he's eventually going to buy a team and be an owner. He's going to take the Michael Jordan route and not be a manager and not be a coach and not be that kind of stuff.
And not
he's
only
a guy who looks at the big picture.
Well, Derek Jeter is, Michael Jordan, I guess we could have said the same question about him back in the 90s. Is Michael Jordan a businessman? And if you now see it, Michael Jordan, his brand is so large when it comes to his Jordan sneakers or his socks or even being the spokesperson for I believe, Hanes. So to say the question is, Derek, remember, owning a sport team, you don't just need logic of the game that Derek Jeter has. You also need to know how to handle money and, be able to have a budget and be able to use that budget short-term and long-term. And that's why a lot of people are not liking the Steinbrenners or the Wolpons because how they spend their money the past several years. But do you think Howard Derek Jeter will be able to have a pot of money, be able to use it the way he wants to and create a championship franchise?
I think he can. He's starting up a business now, a business venture where he's looking to eliminate the media, so to speak, when they talk to athletes after games and all this other stuff. So he's a smart guy. He was raised the right way by his parents. He's an intelligent guy. He's never got, like you've said in the interview, he never got into trouble and stuff. But he knows what he's doing. I'm sure he's made a ton of money over the years. He's invested it into the right parts of whatever he needed to invest in. And this is just the first step. You see how far this goes, and then, you go from there. But I think eventually, I say maybe 10, 12 years down the road, he's an owner of a Major League Baseball franchise.
Well, now this is a question then. Okay, maybe my New York Met manager comment was one of the brightest things I said, but if Derek Jeter had to own a baseball franchise and the Steinbrenners aren't leaving anytime soon, who do you think he is? Who thinks he's going to own unless he forms his own baseball team? And that doesn't sound too easy.
Well, there's a lot of possibilities out there. He is a resident of Florida. He didn't build a what they call St. Petersburg down in St. Pete, you know, and the Tampa Bay Rays play down there. You know, their ownership is really not the best in baseball. And this, you know, who's to know in 10, 12 years? Who's to know who's going to want to sell their team? But, you know, there'll definitely, I think, be a team out there that there's always, the teams are usually always for sale. There's always a team that's looking, an owner is looking to get out from underneath the team because, you know, they made their money and then they just want to leave. A lot of the owners now in baseball, you know, except for some of the families like the Steinbrenners and some of these other owners that are family owned, they're in it for the long haul. Then you got a guy like out in Houston who is just doing it just as a tax write-off, and he doesn't want to put money into the team. So you never know what can happen, but I think, if, you know, like I said, 10, 12 years down the road, you know, it's not just him that's going to buy it. He's going to, you know, of course, get a group together, kind of like what Magic Johnson did to help buy the Dodgers and get that ownership group bought over there. You know, and that was a big deal also when they bought the Dodgers.
Well, thanks, Howard, for the comment. I just, why can't I own a team? I mean, I want to buy a team. I don't know. Derek Jeter being the Magic of the Mets, all right. Maybe a lot of people wouldn't like it. See, this is why I'm not that famous yet, because I say stuff like, I don't know. New York Mets are going to have a great farm system in a few years. They're going to have deep pitching next year. Believe me, I read my sport articles time to time. I know the New York Mets have a lot of potential, and I'm right by their side. I just feel that, you know, Derek Jeter, imagine a guy like him. He bring leadership. He can, you know, it's, but again, it's like Hulk Hogan. Come on. Whoever knew Hulk Hogan would leave the WWE? Whoever thought John Cena would ever leave? He's not. I mean, hey, you know, the face of a team. But again, I think I watch too much fake wrestling, too much fiction. When I come back, sound clip of wisdom. We're going to be playing Derek Jeter's last hit of his career. To end off the program, don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Yo Andrew News Talk Show, every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program. Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak a language you could understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. Facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 1990s. Yep, there's more. Post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. Don't need to be a Facebook user. Just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see new content posted. You can view it on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure for giveaways and their weekly podcast in the future. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page. The only 90s page of its kind.
The road to 100 has begun.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
So we are now going into the sound clip of wisdom, the sound clip we play to end off the program. The program that gives out a message, might even now give a conversation, and you can take it with you. You can put it into your back pocket, and when you speak to your mom, dad, brother, sister, pet dog, my coworker, she actually speaks to deers in her backyard. I'm not lying. Snapchat does not lie. You can have a conversation about it. So instead of the conversation ending at 10, or if you're on the West Coast, ending at 7, it could now end never, because it can go 24/7. And of course, you can also discuss a sound clip of wisdom through our after broadcast that we're going to start doing on our iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and Blog Talk in the near future. And this sound clip of wisdom is the last play, Terry Jeter's last hit. And I have to say, it was a memorable one. And what the sound clip of wisdom shows is how one man who could do so much in this situation for the game of baseball has to sadly end. Here it is. The last hit of Derek Jeter's career.
The 1-2. Chop toward third. It's a base hit and an RBI for Jeter. And the Yankees lead 3-0. And they toss that ball into the Yankee dugout in case it's his last one. Now, what does he want to do? And that is going to be it. For Derek Jeter, his final hit, an RBI single, as Jeter says goodbye to baseball. And baseball says goodbye to him.
So you wonder, why did I leave the audience? I could have cut it out. I could have cut out the whole audience. I could have just kept Michael Kay, the commentator for the New York Yankees, during that road game in Fenway Park, Derek Jeter's last hit. I could have cut it out. I could have easily clicked my mouse once, clicked my mouse twice, clicked my mouse a third time, backspace, move the sound clip a little bit more to the left, and I call that a cut piece. Well, that's actually a harder way. I would have just highlighted through it just a bit, tested out my 2 points, clicked the backspace, and it's gone. Clean cut. Why did I leave the audience in the clip? Because what the audience is representing is something. Now, this audience in particular, the audience of Fenway Park cheering Derek Jeter, the Boston Red Sox fans, Boston fans in general cheering on this man. This man has been on teams that beat you in games that you, 2003, Aaron Boone's home run, Jeter was there. 5 championships, the Red Sox did not win, Jeter was there. Going to world championships in 2001 and 2003, Derek Jeter was there. 2009, Derek Jeter was there. So to leave the fans in there, it shows how Derek Jeter has created such an image that I don't think he even planned on ever doing. Derek Jeter probably stood there going to each Yankee player and thanking them. I mean, who does this? You can't make this stuff up. Derek Jeter could have easily walked off the field. Come on, every pitcher, their last game, right? Where pitcher goes, tips his hat to the audience, goes back in the dugout, the end. In sport games, when a World Series, where a Super Bowl, wherever that may, well, not Super Bowl, that's a bad example. NBA championship, there we go. The NHL, where do you want to win your game? You want to win in your hometown. Derek Jeter's last game was in Fenway, and it felt like he was home. Look what this young man created. You can't make this up, it's true. The man is one of the greatest who's ever lived. And God gave him that talent. But he also gave him so much more. And you can have a conversation for hours at a time. And everyone who wants to go at him and critic him and call him a fake and, you know, the hit he just got right now, they probably lobbed it to him. Maybe he did. But Derek Jeter never asked for anyone to lob him anything. They never asked him. He went through the same thing he always did. If you look at the salary he had when he first came, he wasn't someone in the... Again, he was talked about very well in the farm system, but he wasn't someone that, you know... It wasn't a Strasburg, the pitcher on the Nationals, who they took him right out of high school and said, we're going to put this guy on the mound. It wasn't someone that they, you know... They talked about, I mean, the guy's a natural story. Keeping the audience in this clip is important because it shows what Derek Jeter has done for baseball. That there is no need for violence, no need for hate. It's just a game of baseball. That's all. And if someone does something, they should be able to see what they did. And that's what the Fenway fans did. That's what Derek Jeter did for baseball. That's what he did. That's how he ended it. You like him or you don't like him. You wish you had him on your team. Maybe you didn't. That's what he did. If anything, Derek Jeter maybe he should be a politician. He'll probably be one of the more truthful men. Yeah, but then you can't imagine how many friends you would have. Well, as long as Derek Jeter, you know what? Derek Jeter should stay away from politics. That's a bad thing. That's a worse idea. Derek Jeter being the manager of the New York Mets is one thing. Him entering politics, that would be a horrible thing. I mean, it might make him a little bit more credible on who he really is. Because, again, you know, he's a pretty bashful guy. Doesn't go on many interviews, but... Stay out of politics is the best thing possible. again, when we see many actors, we see many players, when they retire, they end up having this political side. We all do. We all vote 2016 coming up. Many of us are going to vote in the midterm election next month. Derek Jeter might have a political side to him. Hey, you know what? I want to support this candidate. Don't. Now, again, we don't have any... That's not my intention. I'm not trying to start something right now. No. I'm just saying, Derek Jeter, you know, again, he might have some friends. Hey, Derek, you know, you have a lot of money. How about you put it into my friend's campaign? Don't. Again, people retire tend to look at this to be one of their choices. Don't do it. Don't. Please don't. If you want to give money to something, give it to the foundations you created. Give it to young kids who want to be just like you. Don't give it to politics. Unless you really see that it's become a better place, and I promise you, it's not becoming a better place anytime soon. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you. We want to thank Howard Forrest, my phone screener, doing the best he can on the phone and, of course, giving out his input. We want to thank Chris Corelli, our guest tonight, writer and editor at The Baseball Stance and Beyond, speaking about Derek Jeter. I want to thank all my affiliates for allowing us to be live tonight, and for all who are now starting to listen to us on Blog Talk or Spreaker or Podomatic or even iTunes and connecting with us off the air. Good work. Keep going on it. Keep spreading the name. We're getting a little bit bigger. Our 100th show is right around the corner, and I am so excited. It's going to be such a fun show. You have to be there. Because the 100th show is going to really show what we have built the past 2 years, 99 shows in, how we've expanded, how we've earned a place in the media, in the market. And I think after that, I think we're really going to get somewhere. And of course, I want to thank you, the audience. You create the show, you bring me in every week, and you say, you know what, I like this kid. I'll let him speak a little bit more. Again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Yo Andrew News Talk Show and the Mount Foundation have teamed up. We're going to create a link on our website where you'll be able to go out to their website and donate. We've donated. Have you donated yet? Hopefully you can be a part of that. My clock's ringing a little bit earlier these days. Tuesday night, I'll be back. A little bit behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything.
The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs, nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program. Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak a language you could understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. Facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 1990s. Yep, there's more. Post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. Don't need to be a Facebook user. Just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see new content posted. You can view it on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure for giveaways and their weekly podcast in the future. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page. The only 90s page of its kind.
The road to 100 has begun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays, when I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer, Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG, and are gluten-free, and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeo's miso dressing, chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their miso Caesar dressing. So, visit galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com for your special fall dish.